Good morning. I just first like to thank everybody for turning out on such a lovely day. I think what I'll do is, because there's probably a few people here who maybe haven't met me before, I'll just do an introduction about who I am and where I've come from. You can tell by my accent I'm not originally from these parts.
Yeah, the British invasion today.
That's correct, yeah. So I grew up in a little village called Sussex. And I was in the UK till I was well into my 40s, and then in 2009 I landed in Nova Scotia as a spousal sponsor. Yes, I was an internet bride. through, you know, I suppose that in some ways what this talk is about, through causal crossroads, ended up giving various presentations at this particular UU church. I've always had a real deep interest in sort of theology, philosophical studies, the sort of things that go beyond my science background and background in both microbiology and computing. And I've been lucky enough, before I arrived in Canada, I spent quite a period working for myself, both as self-employed and as a sessional lecturer at a business school. And one of the fascinating things was, you go into an occupation where initially you think you're going to be dealing with computers all day, and you end up dealing with people a lot more. And so I got to meet some very fascinating people from all walks of society and religious persuasion. And so that really just fascinated me a lot more in, the big questions in life and the sort of things that I think people that are looking for answers, I think a lot of the time we end up just asking better questions as we sort of move through life. So today's talk is really just a reflection on one aspect of that, that process, I suppose. It's a sort of reflective presentation, but as always, I have a format to this, and I'm going to start off with a short reading. This is a Zen story about cause and effect. I think quite a few people here might actually recognise it. It's fairly well explored story. There lived an old farmer who had worked in his fields for many, many years. One day, his horse bolted away. His neighbours dropped in to commiserate with him. "What awful luck," they tutted sympathetically, to which the farmer only replied, "We'll see." Next morning, to everyone's surprise, the horse returned, bringing with it three other wild horses. "How amazing is that?" they exclaimed in excitement. The old man replied, "We'll see." A day later, the farmer's son tried to mount one of the wild horses. He was thrown on the ground and broke his leg. Once more, the neighbours came by to express their sympathies for this stroke of bad luck. "We'll see," said the farmer politely. The next day, the village had some visitors. Military officers who had come with the purpose of drafting young men into the army. They passed over the farmer's son thanks to his broken leg. The neighbours patted the farmer on his back. How lucky he was to have not had his son join the army. "We'll see," was all that the farmer said. So the title of this particular presentation is "You Are Here, Reflecting on Life's Causal Crossroads." As seekers of truth, we might find ourselves on a quest to answer what might be referred to as the hard problems. Among a whole myriad of psychological, scientific and other hard problems, often our light in the darkness shines on questions such as, why am I here? why this body and not that? Why something and not nothing? However, my talk today is not a philosophical reflection on those types of you are here hard problems. This reflective talk is more focused on what one might think as the noticing of day-to-day causality. I think we all notice ourselves in moments of day-to-day reflection, coming to the sudden thought, what just happened? In fact, if the event we are reflecting on is particularly impactful, we might have introduced into the internalized or externalized statement, what just happened, a subtle expletive for dramatic or comedic effect. Yes, in modern parlance, a WTF moment. As we think deeper and maybe more philosophical about what just happened, we might start to ask questions that help us form a philosophical framework to think about what just happened. At the end of our philosophical excursion, we might start to realise that what just happened may well have been a sort of causal crossroads. Now, I have just made one hell of a philosophical leap in that last statement, and so maybe I need to back up a bit and go through this. So just a bit of clarification as what I'm thinking about at when I talk about the crossroads. We're down at the crossroads. So when I'm talking about a crossroads, I'm not talking about a metaphorical four-way stop, or maybe even a rotary, both of which we find when roads cross in the physical world. I'm not even thinking about that metaphor we often choose when we're at a crossroads in life and we're deciding sort of which road to take. Maybe we choose when we're at that crossroads to indeed take the road less travelled because it will make, we think, all the difference. So I'm not necessarily talking about that sort of crossroads. This sort of version of this sort of metaphorical crossroads is more about the causal effect when two or more roads in life meet or cross. Maybe actually a crossing of streams metaphor might be more apt, but I started with crossroads, so I think for the purpose of this discussion I'm going to stick with this and see where it takes me. When we're focused on the day-to-day business of life, it's quite easy to simply think of our own road at the exclusion of all else. Certainly when thinking about it from a causal perspective, this might be a lot easier to do. It's a lot easier to concentrate on those things we have to deal with right now and not really think about what happened a while ago or what might happen further down the road. Now, depending on the paradigms that any of us live by, you may or may not be more or less receptive to thinking about what happens when crossroads meet, and whether it does actually feel like a hard stop, a yield, or a merge, and what those concepts actually represent to you. And it sort of goes back to this, I suppose, this philosophical approach of thinking, you know, how does your actual language affect your perception in some ways as you sort of start to internalise those concepts? Now, however you decide to reflect on that, it's difficult to deny that all of this is going to be impacted by the factual flow of whatever it is you cross. You see, causality is a bit funny like that. So you're going to be pulled along sometimes by these sort of causal interactions. Now, with the case of actual causality itself, when we really start to mull this concept of causality over in our heads and we think about how it applies to sort of day-to-day interactions and ourselves and the outside world and the wider environment. We can't notice, at least I tend to notice, that it's obviously impacted a lot by what I would call the horse I rode in on. When we come into this world, we are already part of a causal flow. Now, by way of a spoiler alert, I'm not going to be talking here about free will, and that will be a series of talks for another day, and that would turn into a real saga. Here I'm just thinking about the fundamental this, then this, then this, that sort of cause and effect chain, where when we really start to look at it, we can't really see a beginning, and we can't see an end if we think beyond our own lifespan. I mean, we may have rough ideas about that, but it is a pretty enormous causal chain. Causality obviously does not begin and end with our own life. It sounds really straightforward, and nothing really new there, but sometimes we forget the simple facts of life in our actual day-to-day living, which seems rather bizarre. Now, as we start to think harder about causal impact, it can become quite overwhelming, and I'm sure many of us have come across the so-called butterfly effect. So here's what one might understand by if you turn to Wikipedia. So I've lifted this quote straight out of Wikipedia. If you're not familiar with the butterfly effect, hopefully this helps. So the term coined by Edward Lorenz is derived from the metaphorical example of the details of a tornado, the exact formation and the exact path taken, being influenced by minor, here's a brilliant word, perturbations, such as the flapping of the wings of a distant butterfly several weeks earlier. Though Lorenz gave the name to the phenomenon, the idea that small causes may have large effects in general and in weather specifically was earlier recognised by French mathematician and engineer Henri Poincaré and American mathematician and philosopher Norbert Wiener. So that's the Wikipedia thing, and I'm going to have a little bit of a playful philosophical moment here about an example of a butterfly effect in my life, or a flight of fancy, if you like. So I had a playful philosophical moment about a month or so along butterfly effect lines. So I'm standing there one morning waiting for my morning bus and getting ready for my bit of philosophy on the bus. And I noticed what I initially thought to be a large bee on the concrete area by the bus stop. So Metro are very helpfully now concreted a lot of those areas by bus stops. And on closer inspection, I discovered it was some kind of brownish beetle, which had become stuck on its back, its legs waving around ineffectually in the air. So I carefully flipped it over so that it would not become slowly cooked as the sun rose higher in the sky and the day got warmer. And yes, that did actually happen at the end of May, believe it or not. The beetle now, right side up, slowly went on its way. And I felt rather good about my compassionate beetle-righting act. On returning home in the evening, I relayed my beetle-righting shenanigans to Darla, and at which point I was promptly reminded that it was probably a pesky June bug, and a large proportion of Canadians would not thank me for my beetling antics. I playfully philosophised that on future causal analysis, I may have indeed been fundamental in precipitating the great Auburn Drive June bug plague of 2018, and sometime later that corresponding Wikipedia article might need to be updated. Yes, causality has a lot to answer for, particularly with buzzy type things. Amusing story aside, I think it's because the causal web is so mind-bogglingly vast, if we start to analyse it at that level, and unknowable in some aspects, or a lot of aspects, that in order to exist on a day-to-day basis, we just have to focus on our immediate causal view, so that most of the time we see it as a very self-centred point-to-point chain, and not really as a crossing, interconnecting web of causal chains, where the chain that joins the causal crossroads against that chain has its own seemingly unrelated history. At least to us, in a more globally mobile world, both virtually and in real life, our chances of a crossroads forming with a completely separate and historically unrelated chain becomes increasingly more probable. Now, what sort of impact might this have? Well, then we start to thinking about events as they occur. So what does actually happen in my mind as I'm using this philosophically when these crossroads occur? Well, it's that is what I think often, but not exclusively, causes the big what just happened moments, the big events in life, is when these causal crossroads cross. These moments when we might be running along quite nicely and bam, we are completely blindsided and have to readjust our worldview, even to the point of pulling over to compose ourselves. What makes this sort of moment interesting from a philosophical point of view is it doesn't initially make any sense to us as the observer riding along in our own causality. It's only when you step back and pause for reflection and work towards actually trying to understand the other crossing causality that blindsided you that you begin to understand exactly what just happened and where it came from. However, that can often take a good deal of detective work. I think for many of us, as we watch ourselves sort of confused at the global events in the past couple of years as they play out before our eyes, we do get the feeling of what just happened and are possibly still trying to understand exactly what did just happen. I think part of the problem might be that the view from our causal crossroads has put us in a position that the only thing we see in our rearview mirror is our own past. And when we encounter a causal crossroads, only then do we have to start dealing with another past in order to make sense of our future. And it is a past that seems so strange and unfamiliar. I often wonder that in a world that affords us an increased individualism, we may have unwittingly lost some of our peripheral vision, which was necessary in a more collective time. This loss of peripheral vision makes it all that much harder to notice when we might have a potential crossroads up ahead, as the causality of the other draws ever closer alongside us. So just a few thoughts in closing as we sort of mull this over. So on reflection, what may have we noticed? Perhaps we noticed that when causal crossroads cross, although we might be initially caught unawares about what happened and where it came from, as we think deeply, we have choices about what to do and, more importantly, about how we think about it. Yes, we definitely do have choices. Not only choices which might help us restore our peripheral vision, but also choices which can help us navigate the flow. Maybe we can adjust to the flow, try to make the flow adjust to us. Turn back around and go against the flow. Or maybe, when we look at the flow, we realise if we pull back to a view from afar, from that particular perspective, it's actually a quiet time of day and there's no real perceivable flow. And maybe the philosopher in us, in search of a better framework or better questions, decides the crossing of streams may have been a better metaphor. Thank you.